Quad backups. What happens when a tiger attacks your backpack?
Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Today we have feedback from Roland, who says,
when talking about cloud backups, your reasoning for not using them was that they can change their terms and conditions without notice. While true, that simply means they can't be relied on for your primary or only source of backup. It doesn't mean they can't be part of your backup plan. Your current solution, multiple hard drives and physically mailed thumb drives, doesn't have a terms and conditions issues, but those can still be lost, corrupted, destroyed, or stolen. Keeping a backup, or even just an encrypted bundle of critical files, on a cloud service is just one more way to help recover after a disaster by increasing your odds. Another option is to have a network-connected backup at a friend's house. Whether you build it yourself or buy it off the shelf, there are solutions that mirror your backup to the friend's, remote storage, while also mirroring your friend's to the one you have on your own local network. Of course, you might not be a fan of the standard backup service applications, but all cloud service storages allow for the upload of encrypted bundles of files that you build yourself to your own tight specifications.
Yeah, and that's a good point, and I should have mentioned that. The way around awful TOS is to use GPG and encrypt your files really, really well and stash them up. It has the disadvantage of being hard to sync live. It becomes a bit of an occasion. And if you're dealing with massive amounts of files like we do here, it becomes a little more But if you're talking just about your documents, yeah, that's a really good way to do things, and I should have mentioned that. The personal cloud server, putting it at a friend's house, that's also a very good idea, and that's actually something I do, and I completely forgot about it because I haven't used it in a few months because my friend that has it has been remodeling his house and it's not plugged in. But yeah, that's actually a very good way to do it, and there's plenty of good ways to build your own, and OwnCloud is an application suite, an open source application suite that works with a lot of these appliances, whether you build them yourself or buy them off the shelf, that does a beautiful job at managing rsync over a network. So, yes, you're right, and I should have mentioned those things, and thank you for bringing it up, because I didn't. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.